evening and welcome to Windy City Irish Radio. My name is Mike Shevlin, and I am here in the studio, the air-conditioned studio, with my pal, who's looking a little bit sweaty after coming off a long road trip, and he's here. Tim Taylor, how are you?
Yeah, well, I feel so much better, and you're right. It is really, really hot.
I think you walked along the beach to get here is what it kind of looks like right now.
Do you see the sand is still in my shoes?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's...
Tracked it all the way in.
The dog days of September, Mike, because we say it all the time here.
And who would know, you know, that we've now entered the actual autumnal season.
Right, officially right.
And, you know, I think it's going to turn on us tonight, tomorrow, whenever it is, but... It's been pretty hot.
I know, but I'm loving it.
In Demdes corners of the world.
I've been able to jog up and down to, you know, Oak Street Beach and North Avenue Beach, all the way up to Foster Avenue Beach, all the way through September here. And
wow.
So, yeah, I don't get that opportunity most times. As you well know here in Chicago, it doesn't work
it's
that way.
It's not usually this way. It's usually, you know, we're getting some rain at some point. But no, nope.
Still a lot of leaves on the trees.
The beaches have been open. You've got yourself a nice suntan going.
It's kind of nice, isn't it?
It's late September.
Yeah. I mean, normally I'm in the tanning booth by now.
Yeah.
You know, just trying to maintain that summer tan
usually,
that I have.
Usually you're getting that bronze on, right?
Yeah, I keep trying to keep the bronze all the way through January. Yeah.
That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. Well, you're lucky. You're saving a few bucks, and that's a good thing. Right?
Yeah, it is. It's a great thing.
So we're going to play some music tonight because, you know, despite the weather you might be experiencing over the last week or so, the calendar has turned.
It has officially turned. That's
and,
true.
And it's about time, you know, it's about time you just realize that autumn is upon us. We're going to play a couple tracks. But first, before we get there, you know, if you're listening tonight on Wednesday nights, it's, you know, there's a big show going on at Chief O'Neill's as we speak.
And oh, yeah.
So my hope is if this song triggers it for you, that you can just say, wow, I like this. And you can head right over. You could tell Siobhan and Brendan that we sent you. It's a band called The Outside Track, and it has one of the famous Rankin sisters in it from the Rankin Band, and they're from the Cape Breton area, and that's Mari Rankin, and they're playing right now, shortly at least, at Chief O'Neill's. So listen to the song, and then if you like what you hear, get ready, you know, put a little makeup on, you know, comb your hair, that kind of thing, and then drive over while listening to our show, and then, you know, tell them we set you there.
And then tell them what you got, said you got to, they have to let you in for free.
Let us set you free.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have dreamed, but doesn't mean you have to be lucky. you free.
This song is called The First Leaves of Autumn, so if you know it, we'll sing it for you. Here we go. daylight turns to starlight and the seasons turn to change. I get the same old answers, but the questions to remain. We share this brief but magic song by the first leaves of autumn. You were gone. Not until the rain has touched my face. Not until the first leaves fell from space. Not until that moment did I see. I never realized what you meant to me. I never realized what you meant to me. From the day you filled with sunlight to the laughter in your eyes, to the making and the breaking of the day you said goodbye. We shared this brief but magic song by the first leaves of autumn. Were gone. Not until the heart's defenses down. Not until somehow come on you comes round. Not until that moment did I see. I never realized what you meant to me. Not until the rain has touched my face. Not until the first leaves fell from space. Not until that moment did I see. I never realized what you meant to me. No, I never realized what you meant to me.
Movies are great, and Irish movies are the greatest. And this month kicks off our third annual Irish-American Movie Hoolie on Friday, September 29th. Join us once again at the Gene Siskel Film Center, 164 North State Street in Chicago, on Friday, September 29th, Saturday, September 30th, and Sunday, October 1st, for another weekend in Chicago of Irish and Irish-American films that will dazzle you. We're hosting three great filmmakers bringing their cheeky spirit to the Hoolie with plenty of laughter and tears, and you can meet them for a pint after the show. You can buy your tickets online at SiskelFilmCenter.org or get more info at MovieHoolie.org. Don't miss the third annual Irish-American Movie Hoolie, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, September 29th, 30th, and October 1st at the Siskel Film Center, the classiest indie theater in town. Two Gingers Irish Whiskey is presenting the Hoolie, along with sponsors The Emerald Loop, Hilton Chicago, and McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We got Irish cinema, whiskey, hotel rooms, and oatmeal. What else you want? So come channel your inner Jimmy Cagney for the third annual Irish-American Movie Hoolie. We're all hitting the Emerald Loop around the corner after each screening for pints. So join us for the Hoolie. It's gonna be cheeky. MovieHoolie.org. See you at the movies, Hoolie.
Signature Bank, an institution founded and staffed by Irish and Irish at heart Chicagoans just like you, is dedicated to Chicago's Irish American community and to helping local businesses like yours succeed. In keeping with this commitment, Signature Bank proudly offers ATM fee reimbursement up to $25 per month, so you can use your ATM card anywhere and everywhere, even when traveling internationally. Are you looking to change banks but don't want to deal with switching your Social Security or payroll direct deposit? Let Signature Bank assist you in moving your payroll or Social Security direct deposit into your new Signature Bank account. Simply visit either one of our locations and let our friendly staff do the rest. To learn more about these and other valuable Signature Bank services and products, visit us at one of our two convenient locations. Our first location has recently moved to 7292 West Devon Avenue at the corner of Avondale and Devon on Chicago's northwest side, just 10 minutes from the Irish American Heritage Center. And the second is on the corner of Wacker and Lake in the heart of a financial district, downtown. Be sure to ask for Ella Reardon, Marietta Mullane, and Signature Bank President Mick O'Rourke. Or, if you prefer, give us a call at 773-467-5624 or visit our website today at www.signaturebank.bank. Signature Bank, we're your kind of bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stop by the Irish American Heritage Center at 4626 North Knox Avenue and visit the Fifth Province Lounge for a pint or a bite to eat. The annual Irish Books, Arts, and Music Celebration, IBAM, returns on Friday, October 27th through Sunday the 29th. Saturday and Sunday from noon to 6, IBAM features more than 30 Irish authors signing their books. Theater, films, dance performances, storytelling, plenty of children's activities, all under one roof. Admission to IBAM is free of charge. Highlights include a gala awards dinner, there's concerts with Daniel O'Donnell and Derek Warfield and the Young Wolftones, a documentary on John Hume and Irish artist Philip Gray, who will paint live all weekend. Some of those are ticketed events, the gala, of course, and the concerts, but the rest of it free of charge. Visit www.ibamchicago.com for the full lineup. IBAM, do you?
I do, BAM, Mike.
Good.
I love
That's
IBAM.
Good to hear it.
Yeah.
And so the following week, you will be joined by Moya Brennan and her band.
Wow.
With a return. Moya and Cormac DeBarro were at the Irish American Heritage Center as part of a salon concert series last August, and they're coming back. And this time, Moya's bringing more of the family along, a daughter and a son, and it's a five-piece band, Moya Brennan in concert. That's going to be November the 5th. That's a Sunday. It's a 5 o'clock show. And tickets for that are $25. And then after that, you have the Irish Heritage Singers presenting their annual concert this fall. Letters from Ireland features an assortment of traditional and contemporary Irish songs and a selection of traditional Irish Christmas carols. The concert's Sunday, November the 19th at 3 p.m. Tickets are $20 for adults, $5 for children ages 5 to 12, and the little ones, 5 and under, are free of charge.
Wow.
If that's not enough, Tim,
yeah,
on the horizon, just a little bit further down
the road. A little bit further down, yeah.
Celebrate, if you can believe it, the Christmas season with Patty Homan and friends with a Christmas concert. It's Patty Homan and the Noble Call, and they take audiences on a trip back to the hearth of an Irish Christmas filled with songs and stories, rousing music, and traditional Irish dancing. I was talking to Patty Homan over the weekend at breakfast with the board, and he was painting quite a picture of what that evening is going to be all about. And the Noble Call is Mick Broderick. There's Dave Curley from the band Slide and from Runa. There's Larry Nugent on flute and Brendan Bulger, a frequenter of many a session at the center. And also, of course, there's Irish dancers. The Noble Call Christmas show is Saturday, December 16th at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $20 for members of the Irish American Heritage Center and $22 for general admission. For info on all these events, to purchase tickets, you can go to www.irish-american.org or you can call 773-282-7035, extension 10.
You know, Mike, it's kind of hard to believe. It's 90-plus degrees outside, and we're talking about Christmas here in the city of Chicago.
And it's not Christmas in July.
No, right.
We're pushing October.
That's right, yeah. I mean, this is it's hard to believe. I feel like I'm in Sydney, Australia, you know, where summertime is during Christmas.
Exactly. You're gonna
we're Chicago.
Cook some shrimp on the barbie, are you?
I might. You never know. You never know. And even though it is 90-plus degrees outside, Mike, it is autumn here in the Windy City
comes.
Irish Radio Studios,
whether we like it or not.
That's right. And we started it off with Set You Free by the Outside Track. What a wonderful song that was. I really liked it.
And they're playing right down the street.
Right, so just what, another half hour or so, you could probably head
like
on
said,
out there.
As
right,
you
yeah,
get
you can
ready,
listen to the rest of the show.
Rest in the car.
Yeah, yeah, just tell them, Tim and Mike sent you, and we want in for free.
Yeah, go
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, just try it. See if that works.
good luck with that.
And then, of course, we did a couple of autumn songs here. Beauties of Autumn by Gersa. Great song there. That was a very nice one. And then the First Leaves of Autumn, which we're experiencing out here right now.
They're
It's just a much more pleasant atmosphere to watch those leaves falling from the trees.
Strange juxtaposition
turning brown in warmish temperatures. I love it.
It's strange.
And that was by The Furies featuring David Arthur.
And that's something we do every year. You know, we've got the Rambles of Spring, of
course. Of Spring, right,
and then the First Leaves of Autumn. Yeah, it's something we do tradition. Every year. It's tradition.
And if you've been following the show, you're now in our fifth year.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah. You know,
it might have happened five times, for all I know.
Possible.
We have to go back in the archives, yeah, and that's a long way away.
It's in that cave in Montana now that we'd have to go through, and it's hard, you know, but once a year we make that trip, so maybe we'll research it next year.
We'll have to see. We've got some more music to play here, and we're
I hope
play,
so. We still got a lot of show left.
We're going to play some new stuff here, and we were lucky enough to get across the transom. We got a brand new CD from one of our favorites up north, up I-94 in Milwaukee, the Gleasons.
Yeah,
and they have a brand new album. It's entitled "Worries at the Gate," and Dave Stevens and the gang sent this along to us. We're going to play the title track here, and you know, give a listen and see the Stonesian, like early 70s Stonesian feel to this song, and let us know what you think. Stonesian.
All right.
Got my flat feet on, yeah, there's nothing else to lose. Everything will be all right. Well, I'm trying to walk these shoes in my old Milwaukee blues. Well, I'm sure everything's just fine. So I said, Lord, take me down on that beat tonight. Lord, take me down right away. Lord, take me down on that beat tonight. I'll leave my worries at the gate. Troubled times of walking along the way. Well, I thought I'd be alright. Well, I saw you, you saw me, we saw everything. Times of walking along the way, I thought everything was fine. Well, I'm trying to walk these shoes in my old Milwaukee blues. Well, I'm sure everything's just fine. I said, Lord, take me down on that beat tonight. Lord, take me down right away. Lord, take me down on that beat tonight. I'll leave my worries at the gate. We'll be right back.
my love. I walked with her soft as a morning dove. I loved her true, I swear, I still do. Now she's gone without me. I walk by the banks and give the Lord thanks that I had the chance to court her. I don't know why he flew her away. I don't know why I'm left here. The Niles runs cold and clear, as cold and clear as my tears. I'll never forget, I'll never regret those days on the beautiful Niles. Diane, her beautiful hands were soft as the pearls in the water. I looked in her eyes, they were blue as the skies. And now I've gone and left her. I'll follow her down the way to the river. Follow her now, now and forever. She's my on the beautiful banks of the Niles. Someday soon, neath the light of the moon, when the sun and the rain shine together, I'll meet her down where the waters flow and continue to flow forever. Of the beautiful Niles, I wonder what can I be thinking. Down on the banks of the beautiful river, I'll wander, look for her forever. I'll wander, look for her forever. This morning, you were moving too fast. I can't seem to loosen my grip on the past. I miss you so much. There's nobody in sight, and we're still making love in my secret life. In my secret life, I smile when I'm angry. I cheat and I lie. I do what I have to do to get by. But I know what is wrong, and I know what is right. And I'd die for the truth in my secret life. In my secret life, hold on, my brother, my sister, hold on tight. I finally got my orders. I'll be marching in the morning, marching in the night, across the borders of my secret life. I look at the paper, it makes me want to cry. Nobody cares if the people, they live or they die.
That dealer, what's he thinking? It's all just black or white. I thank God it's not that simple. In my secret life, in my secret life, I bite my lip and buy what I'm told. From the latest hits to the wisdom of old, I am always alone. My heart feels like ice, it's crowded and cold. In my secret life, in my secret life, in my secret life, in my secret life.
Darling, don't go to the city, you get lost there in the crowd. All the boys there in the city drink and smoke and talk too loud. The women in the city sneak their whiskey from a cup. Oh, isn't it a pity when Irish girls grow up? Have you heard of Mary Gilligan? She's gone about 3 weeks. She's painted up her lips when all the color left her cheeks. She never goes to mass no more. She gave her virtue up. Oh, isn't it a pity when Irish girls grow up? Have you heard about the Coonies, the Russells and Malloys? Their girls all left the farm and went to chasing city boys. Their mothers pray to Mary that their girls won't turn corrupt. Oh, isn't it a pity when Irish girls grow up? Oh, God forgive me, sing it, but I swear that it's all true. The Lord should strike me dead. Shall this be set the likes of you? Your lips will not touch alcohol. It's tea that you shall sup. Oh, isn't it a pity when Irish girls grow up? City, you get lost there in the crowd. All the boys there in the city drink and smoke and talk too loud. And the women in the city sneak their whiskey from a cup. Oh, isn't it a pity when Irish girls grow up? Oh, isn't it a pity when Irish girls grow up?
Back in 1922, my grandfather, Thomas J. Cooney, opened his one-room funeral parlor on Chicago's North Side. We take tremendous pride in his decision to serve others in their time of need, as we continue to put families first when their loved ones pass away. For three generations and over 90 years, the Cooney Funeral Home has served families in our Irish community with the highest degree of care and comfort. We know that the death of a loved one can bring about some of the most important decisions you may ever have to make in a short period of time. That's where we would like to help. We'll serve as a guide and an advisor while arranging your funeral plans and help you in any way we can to ease your sorrow. We want your trust, we will serve you in a professional manner on a personal level, just as our parents and grandparents did before us. With locations in Chicago on Irving Park and in Park Ridge on Bussey Highway, we're always there to help you and your family. For more information, please visit CooneyFuneralHome.com.
In these challenging times, the Flood family is here to help. We would like to be your new garbage man. Flood Brothers Disposal, like you, understands how hard it is to manage a household, how hard it is to manage a business. Flood Brothers doesn't have stockholders to take care of. Their only care is taking care of you. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling has been Chicagoland's choice for refuse disposal since 1960, serving high-rise commercial properties, factories, retail shops, and office buildings. How does Flood Brothers outperform those large national companies? It's simple. Their friendly drivers provide old-fashioned service, same-day response, and 24-hour pickup. At Flood, there's only one way to do the job, the right way. At Flood, there's only one way to price the job, the fair way. Find out more about the Flood Brothers. Call 773-626-5800 or on the web at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Call 773-626-5800.
Deirdre of the Sorrows, the final masterpiece by John Millington Synge, is playing in a critically acclaimed production at City Lit Theater. It's directed by Kay Martinovich, and it's going through October the 15th. The play is based on the legend of Deirdre herself and her tragic engagement to the King of Ulster. A powerful play gets concentrated into magic, says Stage and Cinema. The Chicago Reader calls it highly recommended and a genuine rarity. For tickets, go to citylit.org or call 773-293-3682. And we do have tickets to this show. So if people are interested, you got to keep listening to Windy City Irish Radio. Oh. It's Deirdre of the Sorrows at City Lit Theater, 773-293-3682.
It's quite the teaser for the free tickets, Mike. Chicago Gaelic Park, located at 6119 West 147th Street in my hometown of Oak Forest, is the place to meet and greet friends and family. It's Monday night football season. Every Monday night at the Carrig Irish Pub, we'll be showing the game on our big screen TV, and we'll have a special pub grub menu and beer bucket specials. Every single Monday night, watch Monday Night Football at Gaelic Park. The Carrig Irish Pub Pub Trivia starts its fall season on Tuesday, October 3rd at 7:30 p.m. sharp. Come on out, bring a smart friend or a whole team. Gaelic Park's Children Halloween Party will be on Thursday, October 26th at 6 p.m. on the patio. There'll be hay rides, games on the patio, and Halloween movies in the tower room. Gather around the fire pit and make some s'mores. Food and drink will be available for purchase, and there's no admission fee for this event, so come on out for a howling good time. Kids' costumes are optional. Next weekend's pub entertainment is Joe Cullen at 7:30 on Friday and Jerry and Cara Edie on Saturday at 8:30. We'll have a wonderful pub food menu, and there's no cover charge for the entertainment. Wednesday, October 4th is the next edition of our monthly musical luncheon. Your main entree this month is roast pork with gravy and mashed potatoes. Mm-mm. And your musical entertainment is Jerry and Cara Edie. Make your reservations by calling 708-687-9323. Sunday, October 8th is our first Mass and breakfast for the season. Mass starts at 10 a.m. and Irish breakfast is served after adults $9, kids $4.50. Chicago Gaelic Park and the Carrig Irish Pub, located at 6119 West 147th Street in Oak Forest, is open to the public. For more information, our phone number is 708-687-9323, or you can visit our website at chicagogaelicpark.org.
Thank you, Tim.
Well, you're so very welcome,
so
Mike.
So much, as always, going
man,
on at Gaelic
the
Park.
The autumn season really kicks up in terms of Gaelic Park. Man, they got hay rides, and you can make s'mores, and you can have a howling good time.
And that's always a good thing. I know
is,
how much you enjoy that.
Oh, I do. Yeah, yes, it's one of my favorites. Yes.
So we just had a long extended set there. And as I said at the outset, the first song you heard was Worries at the Gate off of the brand new album of the same name from our friends up I-94 in Milwaukee, the Gleasons.
And, nice song. I love that.
It was pretty Stonesy, wasn't it?
Very Stonesy. Yeah.
I think it would have belonged right there.
I'm sorry, Stonesian, Stonesian, I think is what you said, right?
Yeah, Stonesy, yeah. Stonesy or Stonesy.
And that came over the transom, didn't it?
It did.
It did, yeah.
And I could see that on Exile on Main Street right next to Sweet Virginia, 1972-ish, about.
Very nice.
I could see that happening.
Very nice,
don't you think?
Yeah, I'm impressed.
You know, then after that, a song by a pretty new band out of Dublin called Jiggy.
Jiggy.
We got Jiggy.
Are they getting jiggy
they
with it?
They are getting jiggy with it. And they are quite the sensation. And, you know, Jiggy's, they have 8 band members, and they kind of fill a lot of this different spectrums. You know, you have traditional Irish, Indian folk, electronic, funk music, a little bit of blues, and it's they put it all together. And the interesting thing, you know, we were talking about the Moya Brennan and Cormac DeBarra show.
Right.
Eamon DeBarra, Cormac's mm-hmm. brother, is right. part of the band Jiggy.
Part of Jiggy.
And
wow.
It's something, if you haven't heard it, you will hear it, because Jiggy, they haven't hit the States yet, but I imagine they will be sometime soon.
Just and, around the corner.
That's off their album, their first album, Translate. The song was called Silent Place. And then we kind of took a turn a little bit, and then we went down Songwriter's Row.
Yeah.
And, you know, the song was Niles River Blues, and it was done by the late, great Townes Van Zandt, and that was his very, very short Irish period. It was recorded in Ireland. It was the last album they recorded before he died. And it was called No Deeper Blue was the album, and Niles River Blues. And Townes spent some time in Ireland. He had all Irish musicians on that track, and it's kind of a lesser-known Townes Van Zandt thing. But here on Windy City Irish Radio, we tend to find that kind of stuff,
yes,
right?
Yes, right. We did in the archives.
The Texas troubadour Townes Van Zandt. And then we followed it right up with a Leonard Cohen song from one of our favorites here on the show, Luca Bloom. That's in My Secret Life. He has a brand new album of a lot of covers and a couple of originals and a couple of redone originals, and it's called Refuge. And that was in My Secret Life. And then we followed it up with a song written by Tom Russell, another great songwriter, American songwriter, and it was When Irish Girls Grow Up. And it's off of, it's off of Tom Russell's tribute. It was a tribute album, I believe, The Man from God Knows Where. And it's Iris DeMent and Dolores Keane. And if you remember correctly, about a year ago at this time, we had Ken Broun here in City Irish Radio.
Great, great author, yeah.
He is, and his favorite artist, and one of his best friends is Tom Russell. And we played a Tom Russell song. I think Dolores Keane was on that one, too. Just for Ken.
Yeah.
So there you go. A little bit of Songwriter's Row for you right there.
Excellent set. Really gave us time to dance around the studio.
Yeah,
and
do a little waltz. You and Mike were doing a little bit of waltz.
Two-stepping, doing a two-step, yeah.
So we're going to continue here, and you know, just because that was a big long set doesn't mean that's all we have for you. There's more that we have.
Oh, there's lots more.
There's lots more.
Yeah, lots
offer.
More, yeah.
And recently, we talk about Chief O'Neill's. Recently at Chief O'Neill's, another one of our favorites, Aoife Scott was at Chief O'Neill's just last week, and we're going to play a song here off of an album, the Temple Bar Tradfest compilation album. And this is a song called The Hills of South Armagh, and it's Aoife with her mother, Frances Black.
Seem a long way from my home. People rushing onward, going to and coming from. You bid them time of day, and they look the other way. And so you end up just like them, and talk to no one. Where the grass is fresh and green, where the air is pure and clean, where the gentle rivers kiss the mountain streams. Although I've traveled far, the hills of South Armagh are the hills I'm roaming. Is a junkie's alleyway. My children speak in accents not like mine. My old man's working 2 jobs. We don't see him much these days.
Oh, we'd be happy if we only had the time. Where the grass is fresh and green, where the air is pure and clean, where the gentle rivers kiss the mountain streams. Although I've traveled far, the hills of South Armagh are the hills I'm roaming. Strangers now, and the work keeps getting scarcer every day. Oh, it's a hard life when you're forced from home to leave the ones you love. Oh, it's a hard life when you're forced to live this way. Where the grass is fresh and green, where the air is pure and clean, where the gentle rivers kiss the mountain streams. Although I've traveled far, the hills of South Armagh are the hills I'm roaming nightly in my dreams. Where the grass is fresh and green, where the air is pure and clean, where the gentle rivers kiss the mountain streams. Although I've traveled, the hills of South Armagh are the hills I'm roaming nightly in my dreams.
What I'd like you to do is put your hands together, please, and welcome our dear friends, the Canterbury Weavers. Thank you.
There's a big holler tree down the road here from me, where you lay down a dollar or two. Well, you go around the bend, and when you come back again, there's a jig of the good old Mountain Dew. Oh, they call it the good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. If you hush up your mug, I'll fill up your jug with the good old Mountain Dew. Well, my Uncle Nort, he's sort of short, he measures about 4 foot two. A giant when you give him a pint of the good old Mountain Dew. Well, they call it the good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. If you hush up your mug, I'll fill up your jug with the good old Mountain Dew. Bought some brand new perfume, it had such a sweet smell and few. But to her surprise, when she had it analyzed, it was nothing but good old Mountain Dew. Oh, they called it the good old Mountain Dew, and then that refused it all few. If you hush up your mug, I'll fill up your jug with that good old. His head high, stayed high, said his wife had been down with the flu. And he thought that I ought just to sell him a quart of that good old Mountain Dew. Well, they call it the good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. If you hush up your mug, I'll fill up your jug with the good old Mountain Dew. Bill's caught us still on the hill, where he runs off a gallon or two. Now the buzzards in the sky get so drunk they can't fly from smelling that good old Mountain Dew. Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. If you hush up your mug, I'll fill up your jug with that good old Mountain Dew. If you hush up your mug,
yeehaw! All right, great little set there. We started it off, Mike, The Hills of South Armagh, and that was by Afy Scott and Francis Black. Little mom-daughter thing,
yeah,
there,
wasn't
right?
That nice?
Yeah, very, very nice. And, of course, we followed that up with The Geese in the Bog, The Jig of the Slurs by the Tannin Hill Weavers. What another good song there.
That was Tannin Hill Weavers. They're performing at the Old Town School of Folk Music, and as long as we're talking about Tannin Hill Weavers, it's October the 14th. It's a $25 to the general public, $23 for members, 8 o'clock show on Saturday, October 18th. And, of course, the Old Town School of Folk Music's located at 4545 North Lincoln Avenue. You can go to oldtownschool.org for tickets, or you can call 773-728-6000. Just a little plug for the Old Town School.
Yeah.
To support us so much here in Windy City Irish Radio.
And the Tannehill Weavers. Very, very good song. I really enjoyed that. Then, of course, it felt like I was on maybe an episode of Hee Haw here, Mike, or maybe the Grand Ole Opry, but The Good Old Mountain Dew by Gary O'Meara. Yeah,
Gary O'Meara, he's a picking man. He's a banjo guy.
Yeah.
He's kind of like Wee Banjo 3's number 5 man.
Number five, man. Is that right?
Because Wee Banjo 3 is really Wee Banjo 4.
Four, right.
And then so Gary O'Meara often plays with Wee
five,
Banjo 3,
right.
So it would make it the fifth.
Very confusing, yeah. Yes, but that was off the album Pickin' Time.
Yeah.
And so speaking of time, Mike, it's time for us to close out our show once again. And so it's been a great Wednesday night, and we're going to finish off tonight's show with a song by Cat Power. Do you know who Cat Power is, Mike?
I do. She's a little bit of a rocker.
Yeah, she is a bit of a rocker, but she goes under the name of Chan Sean Marshall. That's her real name, but she goes by Cat Power.
Cat Power,
right,
yes.
Right, yeah, so she probably is a cat fan. Right? Yeah,
maybe I don't know if that has fan.
No, you don't think it has anything to do with
it? I don't know.
All right. Well,
you have to ask her.
I think I'm going to. Well, good night to everyone. And we're going to finish off tonight's show with Ye Old Triangle.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
And the mice were squealing in my prison cell. And that old triangle went jingle jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal. Clean out yourself and that old triangle with jingle jangle all along the banks of the Royal Canal. The screw was a piece. Jingle, bloody jingle.